I'm not a Monday guy.
I'm not crazy about them either. I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
Are you ready to go?
I'm warning you, I'm seriously stressed out here.
You always drink like this so early in the morning?
Isn't it a bit early in the day for the bottle? Even for you?
Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
Make the radio call.
It's time to get up.
It's time to hear that pop.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
We are go for launch.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to Monday. How's everybody doing this morning?
Oh, so good. I love Mondays. It's so great to wake up early and have to get changed and go to work. And so, I love it.
It's good. It's good. Step outside. It's 30 degrees out there. A little bit on the cool side this morning. Come on. What? Seriously? I mean, today is the 9th of April.
I know. But you know what? Hey, isn't it invigorating when it's 28 degrees?
Hey, keep this in mind. 5 weeks from today, we'll be an almost full leaf.
Wow.
Almost all the leaves.
Oh, great. That means my allergies are going to get worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. I guess maybe your allergies are being, like, put off a little bit because it's so cold.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be positive. It's Monday. You guys haven't beaten me down yet.
Okay, we're trying to keep positive. Okay.
I still have my Slayer on the front lawn.
Really. Things we have coming up on the program today. Okay, we're going to start things off. We got Win a Grand in 60 Seconds coming up in about 15 minutes here. Okay. Five times today we're going to offer up $5,000 in cash today. Yep, the 5K artist of the day is Bob Seger, and we'll give you the first keywords coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. That'll be your first chance to win $1,000 that time. You have five chances today. We got Men from Maine at 6:20 and 7:20, and LBF during the Dirty Laundry update. She went out to see I, Tonya this weekend.
I went on my couch because it's on demand.
Okay. So you saw, and you suddenly had kind of a difference in feelings?
No, not a difference, but a different understanding, a more global view, per se, that we will discuss at 7:45.
But then she beat up her sister at the dinner table.
That's right. Hit her in the leg with
a
pipe.
I didn't beat her up. I just hit her with a pipe.
Okay. And then the other thing, so both Hank and I were watching the Red Sox yesterday, and we gave up on them because like it was like 7-2 or something like that. Then they come back, and they make a big come-from-behind win.
Boom.
They're 8-1, and we will talk to Bill Lee, the incredible pitching legend for the Boston Red Sox at 8:40 this morning. All of this is coming up on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us introduce today's player for Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. He's a biologist.
A biologist?
Yes, he is. A biologist. Wow. Okay. And he's from beautiful Brookline, Massachusetts. William Barnhill is on the line this morning. Good morning, William.
I'd love to be an ist.
How you doing today?
No,
welcome to the Lorna Waddy Show.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, thank you. So what's a smart guy like you doing listening to this program?
Every morning on my way up to Gloucester to go to work.
So, okay.
Slumming it.
You guys every day.
Yeah, slumming it. Let me explain exactly what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. You will hear the timer in the background. If you do not know the answer, feel free to say pass at any time. Move ahead as quickly as you can. Get all the answers you can. If we have time at the end, we come back to the ones you said pass on. If you get all right, all 10 right in 1 minute, you win $1,000. You got all that?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
LBF is prepared. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What is the capital of Massachusetts?
Boston.
What was the score of the 2018 Red Sox opening day game?
The one in Boston? 3-2.
John Lennon was a member of what band?
Beatles.
Which superhero's secret identity is Peter Parker?
Spider-Man.
Spell the word kitchen.
K-I-T-C-H-E-N.
What's the first element on the periodic table?
Hydrogen.
Name the doll who, if life-size, her measurements would be 39, 21, 33.
Barbie.
Which Real Housewife of New York City created the Skinny Girl line of margaritas?
Pat.
Who was the first actor to play James Bond on screen?
Sean Connery.
What was Elvis's natural hair color?
A blonde.
Okay, which Real Housewife of New York City created the Skinny Girl line of margaritas?
Bethany Frankel.
Got it. Well, here's the deal.
Wow. One more. Is that it?
No, that's it. You've got all the questions, but you got one wrong.
One wrong.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That was the closest we ever got. You, biologist, are super smart. And the one you got wrong was the first actor to play James Bond, and this is a tricky one, was Barry Nelson. He was in a made-for-TV movie adaptation of Casino Royale.
And that was way back in the old days.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, William.
LBF, my dad is going to kill me.
Oh, my God, but you know what? You were so... You are the closest we've ever gotten.
You did a very good job.
You were very confident.
So we have a consolation prize for you this morning. A pair of tickets to see Foreigner, the Jukebox Heroes Tour, with Whitesnake and Jason Bonham. It's coming up June 20th, Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. It may be above freezing by June 20th. So I think you'll have a good time at the show here. Tickets are on sale now. For more info, go to LiveNation.com or WRR.com. And by the way, if you think you can play like William Barnhill did and you have confidence in yourself, enter to win. You can be a contestant. Log on to WRR.com. William, thank you very much for being a member of the nation. Have yourself a great day today, okay?
Go into the weekend feeling good, because that's number right. 9 is good.
Say it loud. Say it proud. I almost won. Okay, William.
Well,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good
Take
one.
Care.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it's time for your 620 Men from Maine, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem has just taken a new job with the Maine DPW, painting the yellow line down the center of Route 302. It's his first day on the job, and we hear from his boss.
So, Lem, how'd you do?
Well, I painted 4 miles today.
Oh, 4 miles, that's very good. You know, the average is under 2 miles a day. We'll see how you do tomorrow.
The next day, we hear...
Well, say, Lem, how'd you do?
I did 2.5 miles.
Ooh, that's still pretty good. The average is just under 2 miles, you know. See how you do tomorrow.
And the next day, we hear...
So, Lem, how'd you do today?
Well, I only painted 1 mile.
Only 1 mile? Well, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's that long walk back to the bucket.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, and it's funny story time on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Okay, so Saturday night, Tiffany Haddish was at the Wilbur.
Yes.
And, but Friday night, she was on The Tonight Show, and she admitted that she is a murderer, and here it is.
So I was at this one party in particular where there was an older gentleman. He had to be like in his 80s or whatever. And I got on and said, come on, Grandpa, let's dance. And I grabbed him by his tie and we were dancing and stuff and having a good time. And then I decided to turn it around on him, drop it like it's hot. Give him that booty action, you know. And he's like, bop, bop.
That's what I do.
Yeah. And I'm saying, he had to be in his 80s. And I'm dancing. He's smiling and everything. And I turn around on him and I'm dancing. I look at the people's face in front of me and their faces were going like this. And it went. And I was like, what? And I turned around and he was on the ground on his back. And I was like, oh, shoot. And then I try to, like, you know, revive. They end up taking him to the hospital. And he passed away. And I was like, I didn't want to dance no more. I felt like this was deadly, you know, like. my moves are killer. I got killer moves, you know, so I didn't dance for months. And then my boss was trying to get me back out there. He's like, come on, Tiff, come on. I'm like, I can't do it. And then I got a letter from the guy's daughter saying, like, thank you so much. Like, that's the happiest they've seen him. They hadn't seen him have that much fun or smile that much in that it's so long. And they sent me like a little tip, like a check with a tip. And I was like, well, I guess I got to get back on the floor again.
What a delightful young lady.
She really is. She's funny, isn't she?
Yeah, I like her a lot.
Hey, Hank, what's going on, man?
You know what? It's a pretty good way to go, though.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, I'm going to play the sound for you again. See if you can identify this sound. Okay, ready? Here we go. Listen closely.
Oh, my word.
Want to hear it one more time?
Oh, my word.
Okay, now, what was that sound? That was the sound of a golf ball striking a patron in the head.
Ooh, in the head?
In the head.
That's going to leave a mark.
Wow.
1992 winner Fred Couples.
Oh, my word.
I mean, that's a really loud bonk when you consider that the microphone wasn't next to his head.
That's right. And that happened at the Masters over the weekend.
You know what the problem was?
Right?
Freddie Couples didn't yell, four, head.
That's right. He just yelled four. He didn't yell head. Okay. Yeah, he's going to be okay.
Really?
But I've been hit in the head with a golf ball.
Really?
Yeah.
And?
Well, you see what it did to me. I was playing with three of my buddies. And one of my buddies tees off, and it's a par five, which is, you know, kind of a long hole, and he hits it on an upslope, and he's getting ready for his second shot. And he pulls out a three wood, and I stand behind him, you know, and so he takes this unbelievable swing, and I'm looking, where did the ball go? And all of a sudden, pow, right in the head. The ball went straight up behind him.
What?
And then came down, and, you know, nobody saw where it went, and came down and hit me right on the head.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, of course it hurt. But it wasn't like,
did it leave a mark?
No, because, you know, it was a pop-up. It wasn't screaming at me.
Okay, yeah, because screaming at you.
They didn't need that divot remover in the top of your skull.
No, they didn't have to take the second shot off the top of my head.
I think my brother actually hit somebody with a golf ball. I wish I paid more attention to what my brother said, but I think family lore is that he whacked somebody with a golf ball while he was golfing, a woman, and she had to go to the hospital. I'm going to check on that.
Hit her pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, I think so. It's not. You know what? A golf course is a dangerous place. Again.
Always wear a helmet. Yeah. There you go. Okay, speaking of the Masters, quite a tournament, huh?
Yeah, Captain America, they call him. Georgia native Patrick Reed held off Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth to win the Masters by a shot, finishing 15 under par. Tiger Woods shot a 69. He tied for 32nd, so kind of a disappointing showing, but he was at the Masters and he was playing. That was the key thing. It's good to see him back. Reed not only gets a nice green jacket, but he gets a check for $1,980,000.
Oh, wow.
How much?
$1,980,000.
$2 million.
Yep. And congratulations, wow. Brockton firefighter Matt Parziali. Round of applause for that guy.
Yeah.
He didn't make the cut, but he did himself proud, and he's going to play in the U.S. Open as well. Red Sox did it again. LBF's favorite, Andrew Benintendi, doubled home the eventual winning run. Sox scored 6 in the bottom of the 8. They went on to win their 8th straight. They beat the Rays 8-7 at Fenway. I turned it off when it was 7-1.
Amazing.
Rafael Devers and Hanley, they drove in 2 runs each. The bad news, Xander Bogaerts hurt his ankle, sliding, tried to make a catch. He'll be looked at today. Sox are off. Yankees come to town for 3 games beginning tomorrow night. Chris Sale against Luis Severino.
My boy,
that's
Chris
right.
Sale.
That's right, your boy.
I love him.
Yes.
I was very nervous about him. So, good. He's playing.
Off to a good start. Right. Bruins failed to take the top seed in the Eastern Conference. They lost to the Panthers 4-2 in the season finale last night at the Garden. David Pastrnak scored his team-leading 35th goal. They open the playoffs this Thursday at the Garden against the Maple Leafs. Celtics actually started the losing at the Garden yesterday. They fell to the last-place Hawks 112-106. And Kyle Busch won the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 in Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay. The big birthday?
Oh, yeah. Brian Bellbuster's coming up, brought to you by Citizens Bank. And it's Little League season, and we're going to mess with Charlie today because his wife, Kate, wanted us to. And Charlie gets a little riled up at games, so we thought we'd tell him some of the new regulations they have at Little League.
You were identified as one of the parents that was a little loud, and one of the new things that we're doing this year, we're providing some of the parents' decibel meters for them to wear around their necks.
Really?
Yeah, I'm glad that's going right in the trash.
And it gives you just a little bit of a shock if you get a little too loud.
A what?
Kind of like when you put your tongue on a 9-volt battery.
Would you get out of here? Are you kidding me?
Okay, and...
Yep. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
It's Charlie's birthday, and his wife, Kate, wanted to mess with him.
Yep.
Well, Charlie's getting ready for another season of Little League, so I thought, why not call him with some of the new regulations from Little League?
Oh, God.
Hello?
You're looking for Charlie.
Yeah, that's me.
Charlie, Jimmy Dugan from Little League offices here.
Very excited about the Little League season coming up. What can I do for you?
Yeah, well, we just wanted to touch base with some of the parents with some of the new regulations from the league.
Okay. All right, shoot.
I know there's been a whole new bat regulations that went out, the approved bats, so make sure that you have the approved bats for your kid to play.
Okay.
And we're also, we're instituting quiet games this year. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
What was that, quiet games?
Quiet games, yeah.
What does that mean?
You know, it's really helps the kids focus on the games themselves, so the parents and everyone, they're asked to be silent during the games. I know a lot of the parents tend to get really involved, and so we're trying to really, keep the noise level down.
You mean like negative comments and so on and so forth? You can still scream as loud as you want for your own team, right?
Well, no, even positive reinforcement. We're trying to just let the kids focus on the task at hand and at the game at hand, you know?
So you want everybody to be quiet during a Little League ball game?
That's right. And then also, you know, some of the chants that, you know, like the no more, we want a pitcher, not a belly itcher, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Those chants. Some of the, you know, people who have, like, eczema and psoriasis, that was a little offensive to them. So no, none of that belly itcher stuff.
Are you kidding me?
Take me out to the ball game. Just that song alone is really insensitive to kids with a peanut allergy, you know. Got to kind of get that out of there.
Take me out to the ball game? Oh, because the peanuts and the crackers. Oh, my God.
We even have, with those bat guidelines, there are these bat sleeves that we're providing each team. It's kind of like a fleece muffler that really, you know, the ping of the bat really, you know, some of the neighbors were complaining about that. So it keeps that noise level down as well.
You got to be kidding me.
No,
the
no.
The bat is keeping it. It's protecting the neighborhood. Then they should move away from the ballpark.
See, now this.
Are you kidding me?
I know. Now, Charlie, you were identified as one of the parents that was a little loud, and one of the new things that we're doing this year, we're providing some of the parents' decibel meters for them to wear around their necks.
Really?
Yeah, that's going right in the trash.
Oh, no, you'll need to wear that, and it gives you just a little bit of a shock if you get a little too loud.
A what?
Kind of like when you put your tongue on a 9-volt battery.
Would you get out of here? Are you kidding me?
No, just
I'm not wearing something like that.
As a reminder.
This is not, this doesn't sound like a league I want to be, you know.
So we hope you have a great Little League season there, Charlie, okay?
Oh, the Bombers, we're going to do great. We're not going to listen to these rules, though. You guys got no idea how you run a league here.
Well, you know, it's funny. Your wife, Kate, said you might react this way.
Oh, you talk to my wife?
I talk to your wife. This is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show, Charlie. This is a Brian Bell buster.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, Kate said it was your birthday.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just, oh, my God. You got me, man.
It's all right. Little League season can continue as scheduled.
Oh,
and so can your birthday. God. So have a great birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
Thank you so much. That was great, man. You really got me worked up now. I might have to come down there. Oh, my goodness.
And you can get Kate back on her birthday, too, if you like, okay?
Oh, we'll plan that. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So the topic that must be discussed this morning, Hank and I ran across this at the same time. We were just talking about this earlier this morning, about how often do you change to clean underwear? And I was stunned when I saw the results of this thing. Tell everybody
what you guys talk about.
Yeah, it wasn't like this. These aren't the results from my own study in my own house.
No, not a personal study.
Oh, no, it'd be far worse then.
This is stunning. This was in the Daily Mail. According to a new survey, 31% of men and 10% of women wear their underwear 2 times or more before washing them.
Okay, that's
that is stunning to me.
That's pretty much a third of the guys out there.
Yeah, it doesn't speak well about men, I can tell you that. It speaks a lot better about women. Even 1 in 10 women walk down the hall today. You're going to say 1 in 10 of the women you go by wear their underwear more than once before they wash it?
And remember that when you get to work today, look around you because, like, every third guy
but
is going to be...
But please don't say anything because that's actionable, okay?
Don't ask.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about this, LBF?
I think it's disgusting, and I think that people are gross. and that's what I have to say about that. You have to change your underwear every day, everybody. We teach it to our children, and we need to remind ourselves that as adults that is just unacceptable. And if you don't have any clean underwear, then go buy some on the way to work. There are CVSs everywhere.
You buy your underwear at CVS now, huh?
You can buy anything at CVS. Oh, right.
I mean, I never thought that a third of guys would go. I mean, on a camping trip once back in 19. All right, last summer. All right, I ran out of underwear one day. I wore a pair from earlier in the week, but they had been refreshed. I put them outside a little bit.
See, the reason
to keep the bears away.
The reason for underwear is so your other clothes will last longer.
Right, exactly. Okay, that's important.
Yeah, if you're going commando, you're going to have to wash your other stuff like every day.
Oh, jeez, you know what? What about thoughts.
I'm curious if this is just adults or if kids were tied into this because I know
kids are just gross.
Yeah, kids They're are super disgusting. Gross.
What you said something about workout outfits? Was that in there?
Yes, a whole slew of people 31% of people wear their gym clothes at least three times before they wash them.
Really? Okay.
So I, all right. First of all, I have worn my gym clothes more than once to the gym for many reasons.
Well, number one, you never break a sweat.
Well, thank you.
There's 2 months in between visits.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Number two. Okay.
Yeah, like I don't work. If I work out really hard, I feel really good. I'm like, look it, I can wash these. But most of the time, most of my gym clothes, I'm like, barely like schwitzing. So I just like, I'm like, oh, it's fine. I'll just get another couple.
Do you smell them before you put them back on?
You know, I do an armpit test. I do. I mean, sometimes I do that with my regular clothes. Sometimes, you know, that natural deodorant is not really working.
Well, Brian Bell rides his bike like 100 miles at a time. I want to know him.
I've worn them again.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, sometimes it's like, yeah, you're going to get sweaty and gross anyway.
Exactly.
What's
it's
the
like
point?
Using a towel I'll be over and over again. Don't
remember back in high school? Okay, think back to high school. Now, this is particularly for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when you were in high school, you had a locker in... Did you have a locker in your in gym class and stuff like
yeah.
that?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Girls have lockers too, Lauren.
Okay. But girls, I think, are much cleaner than
you
guys.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
No.
Really?
We're gross. We're gross.
Really gross?
Pretty gross. Girls are gross. Girls are gross. Don't think we're dainty flowers.
Okay, see,
we're
I thought they would like launder the gym clothes like every
no.
time.
So you think a girl's locker room smells like flowers?
Yeah, right.
They're okay. So adorable. Yeah.
I'm wrong.
Smells
huh?
like gross.
Boy, am I naive or what?
Wow.
Okay,
that's why high
like
school.
Men too.
That's why high school boys have Axe.
You know, yeah,
you just spray on everything. Yeah. Spray it on everything.
How okay. often do you wash your bras?
Me, usually about every 4 days.
Just checking.
See, like, bras are totally, like, not as often.
You don't wash
not
those
every,
as much
every
as...
single time? I don't think the majority of women wash their bras every single time because bras are expensive, and if you launder them constantly, they will fall apart. Am I right, ladies? I think I'm right here, and if I'm not, please don't call me.
Okay. I would think you'd have more than one or two bras, though. Okay. Wouldn't you have eight or nine?
Well, you'd probably rotate them like underwear, okay?
No, I change my underwear every day, all right? My bras, a different story.
Okay.
Wait, how did it devolve into my bras?
Hey. Too much information. Too much information. We got your men from Maine coming up next right here, WROR. And by the way, this man from Maine, because you know you saw the pretty couples nailing the guy with a golf ball at the Masters over the weekend. Ooh. So this is a golfing injury men from Maine episode, and it is next right here at WROR. Okay, everybody, as promised, here we go. Here's the 720 episode of Men from Maine. This is the golf injury episode, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Aoife are playing golf at the Bangor Country Club and Hazardous Waste Facility. When Lem is struck by the tee shot of a lady playing golf behind him, he immediately doubles over with both hands clutched between his legs and writhes in pain on the ground when the lady comes running up and says,
"Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. I think I can help, though."
"Oh, how are you going to do that?"
"Well, I'm a registered physical therapist, and I can alleviate your pain."
"Oh, what do you want me to do?"
"Well, you just lay down on the ground and get your hands away from your crotch."
Okay.
At that moment, the lady reaches down, unbuckles Lem's pants, reaches inside, and begins massaging his crotch in the air.
"There, now, how's that feel?"
"Oh, that feels right nice." "Yeah. One thing I should tell you, though."
"Yes?"
"I think you should be working on my broken thigh."
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
Lauren and Wally.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Okay, so somebody's got a family. They got like maybe four or five kids like that. And they say, "Oh, my, really, do you have a favorite?"
Even two.
Even two. You have a favorite child? And goes, "Oh, no. All my children are exact. I love them all the same because they're all my children. I love them." Okay, come on. Come on, seriously. Okay, so you got two kids. And one of your kids is, just like you. And the other kid is just like your ex-wife.
Okay.
Come on,
all
seriously.
All right. Okay, let's tap the brakes on
be
that. That has
it.
Nothing to do with it. It's just naturally your parents, they say to you, "I don't have a favorite," but they lie. And odds are, you're not the favorite. Here's how it breaks down. My parents say their favorite is the one who's the nicest to them at that moment.
I understand.
And I get that, because kids are horribly mean to their parents. But and there's always one that's always, there's always one. When you're mean to your parents, there's always the nice kid in the corner who's like going to just use that moment to become the favorite. Julie Beckham, I'm talking to you. Okay. According to a new survey, a quarter of parents admit they have a favorite child. The 75% just didn't tell the truth.
Of course.
And here's who it is. Guess what? Their favorite is the youngest. You were right.
No kidding. Huh.
You always suspect. You're the youngest?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about my own kids.
That's See, the way it goes in my
I
house.
I have avoided this with an only child. Lucy will never have to compete with anybody because she is
okay,
it.
Okay.
It's the youngest child. Wow. In my family, this is all very true. 56% said that their favorite. Julie Beckham, when she was born, she's the youngest of three. They literally called her the Messiah.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
All right, so it's too bad for the oldest child because only 26% of parents like you. And guess what?
That's me.
Middle child, Loserville. Only 18% of parents like you.
It's not really fair because the oldest child, the parents have to go through all that crap that they don't bother going through the more kids they get. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's true.
You know, a lot of times they get the responsibility as things progress, too, and they have to make decisions that aren't always popular.
Well, it says here the majority of parents who say that their favorite is because the kid makes them laugh the most. 41% say their favorite kid reminds them the most of themselves, narcissist parents. And also 42% of grandparents have a favorite grandchild, and they tend to prefer the first grandchild, the oldest.
Okay.
Lucy Rose Falcone winning.
I can see that. Okay.
I knew that my parents favored my brothers because they would buy my Sears Tough Skin Huskies at the Sears outlet store.
Yeah.
My brother's clothes they bought at Jordan Marsh.
Was he the youngest?
He was the youngest.
Sears were all worn out by then.
Yep. That's how I knew.
So you didn't have to, you didn't have to wear the hand-me-downs.
No.
Hank, do you have a favorite child?
Well, I have a favorite child. I love them both equally.
That's right. Thank you, Hank. Update on the Cube Band. What's going on?
I do have a favorite grandchild, though.
I know you do.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
I was just sitting here thinking about how ironic it is that the person who was so judgy about people wearing underwear more than one day is in charge of dirty laundry.
Yeah, well.
Okay, it's 7:45.
Right. I deal with it every day. Okay. All right? And this is brought to you by Dr. Wu. Okay. Coming up, Chris Pratt really liked A Quiet Place. Molly Ringwald has issues with The Breakfast Club. A new movie coming out and good news from Kate Hudson. But first, okay, I saw I, Tonya this weekend because I watched it on demand. And I was concerned because Tonya Harding is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. And I have a real problem with that. And I stand by my argument that Harding should not be in the spotlight. But my why has changed because I thought it was because she did a very bad thing. And that is still true. But what I gleaned from the movie is that she's really in an abusive relationship with the public. She's always looking for acceptance and love from us. But we love to hate her and make ridiculing this broken person, whatever bad person may be, but broken person, a nationwide sport. And so we are all wrong.
Double-edged sword.
We're all wrong.
She's wrong. We're all bad.
We should all go in a timeout, sit on the bottom step, and think about what we've been doing. Speaking of wrong, Molly Ringwald has a piece in The New Yorker saying she is squeamish about the harassing, abusive male-female relationships in John Hughes movies that she starred in, The Breakfast Club and 16 Candles in particular. And so far as Jake Ryan gives his drunk girlfriend away to Farmer Ted in 16 Candles, Bender is totally abusive to Claire throughout The Breakfast Club, but in the end gets her. And John Hughes has some serious issues. You've got to read this New Yorker article. It's very good. Molly Ringwald, super smart. Okay, A Quiet Place was number one in the movie theaters this weekend. It made $50 million. Homeboy, wow. Newton guy, John Krasinski, his wife.
Pretty good.
As in it. Chris Pratt really loved it. Take a listen.
I know that I'm not supposed to be driving and shooting a video at the same time, but I'm stuck in traffic. I just got out of A Quiet Place. You have to go see this movie. Just cancel your plans, stop what you're doing, and go to the movie theater. I cannot tell you how freaking dope that movie is.
No kidding.
That will Roger Ebert
scare
of
the crap out
no
of you.
No kidding.
It's moving. It's inventive. It's unlike anything you've ever seen. Wow.
Okay, so he really liked
blown
it.
Blown away.
Yeah. Okay, Kate Hudson is having a baby girl with boyfriend Danny Fukukawa? I'm pronouncing that wrong. But anyway, Danny.
Her boyfriend.
Does his name have a...
Her boyfriend, Danny.
Yeah, her boyfriend, Danny, yes. She also has a son with Matt Bellamy from Muse and another son with Chris Robinson from The Black Crowes. Wow, that's confusing. And finally, what did you see that you are so excited about?
Okay, there's a new Star Wars trailer. This is for Solo, a Star Wars story. This is the story of Han Solo.
And when is that coming out?
May 25th.
And is it a teaser trailer or a trailer?
No, it's like a full-length trailer.
Because those teaser trailers are the worst. Is it great?
It's really
good. Is it up on our website?
It is up at WROR.com. You get a little bit of Chewie. You get some Lando Calrissian. Woody Harrelson's in it.
Okay, that's great.
Wait, Woody Harrelson's in it?
Yeah, it's really, it looks really good.
All right, there you go.
Okay, you will not be seeing... Quiet something.
No, that's way too scary.
No, too scary.
No,
okay.
Nope, scary.
Okay,
I'm out.
Gotcha.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, our Grand in 60 Seconds player this morning is a customer service rep from beautiful Uxbridge, Massachusetts, and her name is Lynn Conrad. Good morning, Lynn, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Good morning.
Are you feeling pretty good about this morning?
I'm ready to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're our guest teenage disc jockey. So the deal is, since you are a customer service rep, we'd like to have you give each one of your answers in a very condescending tone, please. The way the game works. Okay, you can do that.
I mean,
good for you. The way the game works is, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, you can say pass at any time. We'll try to come back and pick that question up at the end if you have answered the other questions and if we have time. If you get all 10 right within 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in cash. It's that simple. LB has the questions ready. Are you prepared, Lynn?
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do this thing. Right. 3, 2, 1, go.
What color do red and yellow make?
Orange.
Who won the 2018 Masters?
Patrick Reed.
What is the fourth to last letter of the English alphabet?
U.
On the periodic table of elements, N is the symbol for what element?
Nitrogen.
What kind of alcohol is Don Julio?
Pass.
What is 49 plus 49?
98.
What year did World War I start?
Pass.
What board game do you pick up chance and community chess cards?
Monopoly.
It's 8 a.m. in Vancouver. What time is it in London?
Pass.
What boy band sings the song Shape of My Heart and I Want It That Way?
Pass.
Okay, let's see. We got another. What kind of alcohol is Don Julio?
Bourbon.
Excuse me?
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
All right. Well, we ran out of time.
Time is up.
Strong start. It's okay. It's all right.
You got half of them. Don't get five right.
All right. What is the fourth to last letter of the English alphabet W? What kind of alcohol is Don Julio? Tequila. What year did World War I start? 1914. It's 4 p.m. in London when it's 8 a.m. in Vancouver. And the boy band that sang the song Shape of My Heart and I Want It That Way, Backstreet Boys.
Now you got it. I know. It's so much easier when the pressure's off. But for you, we have a consolation prize this morning, a $100 Stop and Shop gift card.
Oh, see?
And
that's
plus, the newest edition of Savory Magazine is in your Stop and Shop right now. It features lots to talk about veggies and savory tips on how to green up your meals. Now, for everybody else, think you got what it takes to play? Enter to play and be a contestant at WROR.com. We'll randomly pick players from the online entries.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for that educational feature of the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, the feature that helps you have something to talk about to your fellow employees, the people you really don't care that much about when you get to work. Okay, so
you're so positive today.
Three things you need to know today. And one of the things is going to be something happened over the weekend that has made it safer for every driver in the world. And it's something, but of all people, it's something that Ozzy Osbourne has done. Okay, so, and we're going to start with?
Well, we're going to start with MIT invented a new device that reads our thoughts.
Really?
I'm going to read your thoughts. Let's see now. You come here from a great distance?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't tell me. You want me to make a donation to the Coast Guard Youth Auxiliary.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit more refined than that, but not much. Actually, it's a new device that has the ability to read your thoughts and send them to a computer. So, yes, everything in your inner monologue will become your outer monologue.
Ooh.
Right now, the device is just a prototype. There's no word on when they could take this technology mainstream. Bad idea. Bad
very,
idea.
Very
hasn't
bad.
Hasn't Twitter idea. Already put people's thoughts out there on the mainstream?
Good so the only thing that I could think would be a good idea
really?
Is that, like, I know, no kidding. Is that if, like, somebody was in a hospital bed and, like, in a coma or something like that, or, like, then you could, that
okay,
would be
yeah,
the
yeah,
only
yeah,
way
see,
that
yeah,
I would say that it. That's a good idea.
You know,
every other way, no.
Think about the things you think about.
No.
I don't want to think about the things you think about at all.
There's some dark stuff back there behind that.
Your mind is a neighborhood I don't even think you should go into
That's
alone.
True. I'm afraid to be in my own brain.
Yeah, Stephen King would read your thoughts and go, whoa, you're dark.
Yeah, something's
okay,
wrong with
hey, if you've shopped at any of these stores, your data may have been stolen. We're not talking Facebook. We're talking about there's some leaking information going on. So, if you shopped at Saks Fifth Avenue, and they own Lord & Taylor.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Panera Bread.
Yep.
Whole Foods.
Yep.
Forever 21.
Yes.
Kmart.
Yep.
Sonic. What? And GameStop.
Yep.
Okay, so there you go.
Okay, you guys are screwed.
Yeah, so there you have it.
What about the amazing.net store? Is that on there?
It's not on there. They're not on the list. Okay.
Okay. No.
This is an amazing
neighbor. Safe. Yeah.
So an amazing thing happened over the weekend that has now made it safer for every driver in the world. And the person responsible for this was Ozzy Osbourne. Yes, and what did Ozzy Osbourne do? He stopped driving.
God, you still driving?
I know. Oh, well, listen to this. Now, this is a statement from the Osbourne family. Said, Ozzy was already driving less and less. I think he's of the mindset that he'd rather not have the responsibility. Think about it. Ozzy bumps someone, and as he said, the next thing you know, we're being sued for $1 billion because people are silly. Apparently the story is Ozzy Osbourne finally got his driver's license in 2009. He's only been driving since 2009. And why? Because for years he failed the driving test. He once said that he fell asleep during one of the driving tests, and when he woke up, there was a note pinned to his seat that said, "You have failed."
Okay. God, if I were, yeah, that's bad. If I were rich like that, I would.
You'd have a driver anyway, right?
Yeah, I think that's the best thing ever. Yeah.
Self-driving cars can't get here fast enough.
That's why you're always sitting in the back seat, right?
Yes.
One of the reasons.
Of course I have. Okay, Hank, what's going on, man?
I'm not usually sitting.
Wow. Hey, Bruce Beckham, good morning to you.
Yeah, how you doing, Bruce?
Hey, Route 3 southbound.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Oh, it's so exciting, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time now for our weekly conversation with the Spaceman. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's the Red Sox LL. That's legendary lefty. It's Bill Lee.
Hey!
Well, good morning, Billy. How you doing this morning?
Well, I'll put that on my income tax. LLC, legendary left-handed Tommy.
Okay. So, hey, first of all, are you in Vermont this morning?
I'm in Vermont. I got deer walking through my front yard. They're pawing around through the snow, and they're going, "What happened to spring?"
Wow.
You know, and it's about 28 degrees.
So January 96.
I got to wear sunglasses. It sucks up here.
That's right, January 96th. Hey, what is the, how much snow you got left in Vermont?
Well, in the deep spots, about a foot. In my garden, about a half a foot.
Okay.
And then on the bare ground, I got no bare ground anymore. So I got a couple of inches. I got corn snow all last night. You know, I was weeding the garden and everything was fine. The sun went down and then it snowed again. So
unbelievable. Yeah. That'll teach him. Okay. Now, we got to talk to you about basically just a couple of things. The Red Sox are pretty amazing. I mean, we're 8-1 right now.
It's never happened before.
I know.
The best starting record ever.
What do you think, Bill?
Well, we talked about that in spring training. Well, the day I saw Cora down there and he put 9 or 8 left-handers in a row against Northeastern, I said, the guy's a genius. And then he seems to rattle the hat and comes out. He's only had the one game he lost on opening day, and that's because Kelly couldn't find home plate with a handful of rice.
Yep.
And ever since then, I haven't heard his name called. So the guy is uh, He's got a quick hook. He's the team plays well behind him. Everything is amazing. You know, Bogarts, what a play. Slide down in the dugout.
I know.
I guess he sprained his ankle, and I was very concerned about that. I left, went back out in the, you know, I had about 45 minutes of nice weather, so I used it. And then
Bill,
the Red Sox win. So every time if they get down, like 2-0 in the first inning, I take a nap, and next thing you know, they're up 8-2.
Bill, you did call it last week. You said pitchers love the cold weather, and they did.
Yep,
the staff
sure
looks
do,
unbelievable.
Man.
But the Yankees are in town tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, they're going to freeze their ass off, too, so don't worry.
it's cold on both dugouts.
Year, right? He's punched out 9 times, I think, in 2 games. His bat is slow. He doesn't like cold weather. He's a Miami guy, and just keep the ball up and keep it in on him. He can't hit the ball the other way. His hands are going to be cold. You know, I don't see him scoring a lot of runs, especially if they're night games. I think I'm going to be there Thursday.
Excellent.
And, God, I hope it's a day game, but I don't think it will be. And I hope I'm in some box with a fireplace.
I understand.
I'm just curious, Bill, now, because winning is a good remedy for things anyway. So coming out with a winning record is great. And even David Price is saying the right things. What do you think is going to happen if they hit a little skid of losing streak?
Oh, they'll hit a skid. Everybody hits a skid. And Cora will keep it together. Moreland made some great plays at first. The key is they don't give up bad runs, and therefore you don't have to get a lot of runs back. So you don't need as much offense when you got a great defensive team like they've got. Pedroia's coming around, I heard. So, you know, they can fill in the blanks if Bogarts has to rest for 2 weeks. You know, you can bring Nunez over to short, put Pedroia at second. There's a lot of things they can do. So all I'm concerned is when they put Longo in goalie against the Bruins yesterday, and that big guy got 17-foot legs and they couldn't score.
Really, seriously.
That upset me, but that's what
Other
I'm
than that, you're
now.
Okay this morning, okay?
Hey, Bill.
I'm a Bruins fan, you know. Celtic fan, and we got good teams around us. It's a great town. You got the marathon coming up. It's a town of champions, so all's right with the world.
Hey, Bill, how about Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher?
Oh, my God. Is that the most amazing thing I ever seen? He had a perfect game. The guy's got a splitter that is unhittable. He throws 100. He's got a beautiful swing. How the hell didn't we get him? You know, I'm
Go
telling
figure.
You.
I mean, he hit three home runs in a row last week.
Unbelievable.
A pitcher?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the guy is freaking Babe Ruth reincarnated. He's a good-looking kid, and I couldn't believe he throws as well as he did. I'd seen him, and he's a late mature, too.
How old is he,
so
Bill?
The guy is, I mean, he is a giant Ichiro that can pitch.
Yeah, he's 23 years old.
Years
What's
old.
Playing for the Angels?
Plays for the Angels, yeah. All right.
Okay. Well,
oh,
Billy,
my God, he's unbelievable. And I can't believe, with all the money John Henry's got, that he went out and didn't get an Ohtani.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Lee says that Babe Ruth has been reborn.
And
we didn't get him. Okay.
By the way, for those of you who might have not seen Bill Lee pitch in his prime for the Red Sox, I happen to. Go to WIRR.com. We have a highlight reel of outstanding Bill Lee moments.
Oh, it's amazing. Like it is amazing.
How many times do I get hit in the ass?
I haven't made it that far.
Okay. Hey, Bill. Hey, have a good one. We hope to see you next week, okay?
See you, guys. Bye.
Okay, take care. There's your Bill Lee report this morning.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.